Pork producers are being encouraged to watch for and report to their veterinarians any symptoms that might be attributable to African swine fever. I'm Bruce Cochran, and this is Farmscape, a presentation of WonderWorks Canada. I'll be back in a moment.
For computer data file recovery and repair, visit filerepair.net. That's www.filerepair.net to rescue your data. Results guaranteed.
Signs to look for in your pigs was discussed last week as part of a five-part series of African Swine Fever Action Week seminars hosted by the U.S. Department of Agriculture's Animal and Plant Health Inspection Service. Dr. Peter Fernandez with PJF AgriStrategies Consulting says symptoms of the disease will range from paracute to acute to subacute to chronic.
Now, some signs of ASF will look like other diseases already present in the U.S., thus complicating detection and diagnosis. So the point is, many signs will not be specific to ASF. This is why rapid inspection by a qualified veterinarian is important in the early detection and response to this disease, with confirmation by state and federal counterparts. The most likely presentation of ASF in domestic pigs in the U.S. will be associated with highly virulent or moderately virulent strains of the virus currently circulating in Europe and Asia. So the forms of the disease we would most likely see are going to be acute or subacute. So what does that really mean? These are the four most commonly described forms of the disease. Okay, and what they're describing here is the onset, course, and severity. That's what we mean by the forms. And as you can see, they're associated with different categorizations of strains. Remember, observable disease in a pig or in any animal is the result of the agent, in this case, the ASF strain, and the host, in this case, the pig. And every individual host will have varying levels of susceptibilities. So in one herd, you may see paracute, acute, and subacute disease all at the same time.
Dr. Fernandez says you have to have good surveillance, you have to have a way to demonstrate it, and you have to be able to convince your counterparts that what you're doing is protecting them from the disease. He stresses biosecurity is important, not just for ASF, but for any number of diseases that affect swine. For more, visit farmscape.ca. I'm Bruce Cochran.